Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year of our broadcast and our simulcast. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Eleanor joins us on a regular basis to try to restore some order with limited success. She's the author of a whole bunch of books, including Where Did the Money Go? That's one of my favorites. The others are the Bare Bones Biz Plan series that I encourage you to check out at EllenRohr, R-O-H-R.com, two L's, EllenRohr.com. Ellen, thanks again for being here. You're a franchisor. My audience knows all about franchisors and franchisees. We talk about franchising all the time on the show, oftentimes with consultants. But you're a real-life franchisor. You're doing it in real life, in real time. How's that going?
And doing it.
How did that turn out in the pandemic? How was your franchising opportunities? How did that work out in the pandemic?
Oh, that's such a good question. I am so, so grateful to be in my industry because we are essential workers. We do drain cleaning. We do dirty jobs. And when I say we, I use the royal we because while I will tag along on the job, I am not all that helpful. I do know that my responsibility is to champion the great men and women on the front lines in my industry. And, you know, the toilets got worse. Everybody went home, flushed those wipes, which are never
right.
Flushable. And, you know, everybody pooped the same amount, Jim, during the pandemic.
Thank
so
you
business
for sharing
was
that.
Very, very good. And
I, go ahead.
You're welcome. I am grateful that, you know, there's always going to be a business if you're willing to do a job that someone else doesn't want to or can't do. And so my industry is thriving. Thank you very much. And a great part of being in a franchise, a good franchise, is going to be addressing these issues that we're talking about. We have systems for our team members. Here's a good chart of accounts to use. Here's a budgeting spreadsheet. Here's how you can predict what you want to make. We'll work on that together. That's what a franchisor can do for you, is save all those years of figuring it out yourself and plug you right into some proven systems.
Right.
Another thing we have, you mentioned in the last segment, comparing actual to budgeted.
Plan versus actual.
A small company. Yeah. What we actually did, right?
You start out with your plan, and then you compare it to what you actually did later.
Yes, and we do that on a one-page dashboard report we call the Financial Quick Check. But kids, if you have a small business and you want to be a big business, you start acting like a big business.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the world, the bigger the business, the smaller the report. A dashboard report is a very functional item. For marketing, for operations, and definitely for financials, you want a one-pager. So we pack onto that one page the few numbers that make all the difference. It's going to be a truncated, short version of the profit and loss, sales, cost of goods sold, expenses in dollars and percentages, compared to budget, a little cash flow moment. What do we have for cash and accounts receivable? And what do we have in bills to pay so that we know where we stand there? And then where are we year to date? How are those percentages playing out? And are we going to hit our quarterly or yearly goals?
Right.
And when you share that information, not just, you know, look at it yourself, but start sharing it with team members, man, now you have a game and they will play.
And I want to point out that even for those of you who the idea of managing numbers doesn't sound like much fun to you, what you don't realize is what she just described was going to make you feel like you've been working out at the gym for 10 years. It's going to make you feel so powerful and financially muscular. It's going to make you feel like you can kick you know what and take you know what. It's going to make you feel like I'm in control. And if you're listening to this show, you're probably some level of a control enthusiast, if not a control freak. This is your elixir. This is your drug, what she's talking about. You will love it. Ellen, thank you for being here. I need your website one more time, please.
Oh, EllenRohr.com. I'll be back. I love you. I'm a grateful member of your brain trust, my friend. So I'll be back, and I'll see you soon.
We love having you back on the show. Ellen Rohr, ladies and gentlemen, we always get smarter. We always get smarter when Ellen joins us. And so we did again today. Don't forget EllenRohr, R-O-H-R.com. Check out her books, and especially Where Did the Money Go? That's my favorite. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.